Case number 10406, Elaine D. Wiley, west of Mount Pleasant Road, Road 493, being Lot 29 within North Towns End Development, a variance from their rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Elaine Wiley, 24979 Lynn Street, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
This is a copy of a survey. This is kind of a problem that I inherited. My daughter and ex-son-in-law now built the garage on the back end of the property. And since then, my son-in-law has left my daughter. And a few years into it, my daughter was losing the house, so she was getting ready to go into foreclosure. So I paid the money to get her out of foreclosure, hoping that she was going to be able to stay in Delaware. She ended up moving away, and that's why I have power of attorney to sell the property. We got a contract on the property, and when we were going through all of the finalities, we found out that the final inspection had never been done on the building. So instead of the building being 20 feet from the line, it is 15.8. So I need a variance for that. And behind that property, it's not affecting anybody's personal lot. There is a 30-foot forested buffer zone there. So it's not like it's going to be, you know, bothering someone else's property.
Okay.
Children don't stop being children, do they?
No, and mothers don't stop being mothers.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Miller? Hearing no questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10,406. I believe it's a unique circumstance. I believe it's a necessary variance to enable reasonable use that wasn't created by the applicant. It will offer the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,406. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm good. Okay.